helpless, even as a daydream.
What was she like, your wife?
She was, you know the newspeak word, good, thinkful, meaning naturally...
I'm Jack Ross Pilkington, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
This is John Sturman.
And Carmen Borgia.
And we're the hosts of Ukuleles Unleashed.
Tune in the third Tuesday of each month from 8 to 10 p.m. to hear the latest,
the hottest, the most raging work
going on in the world of ukuleles.
We'll always have a few friends join us to discuss the finer details of this perfectly fine instrument. Join us as we have a listen to a uke or two.
Ukuleles Unleashed
on WGXC Acre 90.7.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Steffi of Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
First off, say peace to Pine Ridge. Shame at all the damage that the white man wine did. Ghost dance, fell in tears, 5 million beers a year, and all that other crime did. More peace to the teachers of blind kids, to red bells and small cells, keeping their mind big. Say everything's hostile, suicide bombers and prosperity gospels, emaciated models. Cocaine and blood pouring out their nostrils. They got to, just to stay awake on the catwalk of life where everybody watch you. Straight hair, high heels, and a handbag. Crucifixes, racism, and a land grab. Katrina, FEMA, trailers, human body sandbags. A peace sign and a pants sag. A money toss calls a nine-stripper man dash.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting April, Catskill, Hudson. That was Around My Freedom, Around My Way, Freedom Ain't Free by Lupe Fiasco. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you our weekly Black Lives Matter and Rap Radar segments. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Marina Villanueva reports for the Associated Press that New York State Senate and Assembly this week voted to make June 19th a Juneteenth holiday in the state commemorating the emancipation of slaves in the United States. The bill's sponsor, Democrat Kevin Parker, said, and I quote, "Every day, our communities witness a continued fight for justice and equity. Designating Juneteenth a public holiday gives us a chance to recognize our liberties, honor our ancestors' struggle for emancipation, and send a clear message that we value this significant moment in history," end quote. President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation went into effect January 1, 1863, and the holiday derives from June 19, 1865, when the Union Army freed enslaved people in Galveston, Texas. Historians note that date as an end of slavery. Meanwhile, in this century, protests continue throughout the Hudson Valley. On July 24th, there are demonstrations planned in Saratoga, Ellenville, and New City. On July 26th, there are protests in Penosia, Ellenville, and Lenox, Massachusetts. Sarah Tapton reports for Hudson Valley 360. Demolition will begin next week at the site of the former Mountain T-shirts at the corner of West Bridge and West Main Streets in the village of Catskill to make way for a new Stewart's shop. Village President Vincent Seeley said Coney Island Ice Cream will remain at its current location across the street. The Village Planning Board approved Stewart's site plan for the nearly 4,000-square-foot building and four gas pumps in May. Seeley said this week asbestos remediation has begun, with the demolition permit expected to be approved next week. Seeley said, and I quote, "Much of the materials will be recycled," end quote. The demolition will take roughly 1 week, with an extra week added for cleanup. Surveying the site layout should start during the first week of August. Seeley said the new store is a step in the right direction for Catskill's future. The project is expected to be completed in September. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Former Ulster County Public Defender Andrew Crossover intends to sue Ulster County and County Executive Pat Ryan for his dismissal as the county's chief defense counsel for the indigent. Crossover has served the county with a notice of claim, the first step in filing a lawsuit. According to Ulster County Attorney Clint Johnson, Crossover and his wife, Victoria, are seeking monetary damages for injuries to Crossover's reputation, as well as, and I quote, "personal injuries, economic losses, harms, and damages," end quote, that Crossover says he suffered as a result of, and I quote, "intentional and deliberate false statements and misstatements," end quote, by Ryan and others in county government that were, and I quote, "defaming, libeling, and slandering," end quote. In February, Ryan announced Crossover's resignation, although it now appears he was actually fired. Ryan said officials discovered that Crossover, and I quote, "repeatedly and inexplicably failed to submit routine and required paperwork," end quote, to the state requesting reimbursement on behalf of the department totaling nearly $2.5 million. Ryan said at the time, and I quote, "this is a fundamental failure of leadership within and oversight of the public defender's office," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Munson is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and federal officials said July 23rd, New Yorkers are now able to rejoin a federal trusted travel program by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. New Yorkers were blocked from the Safe Travel Program in February due to a disagreement between federal and state officials over access to state records that could reveal immigration information. The ban arose from implementation of New York's green light law, which permits the undocumented to obtain state driver's licenses. Cuomo offered to give U.S. Customs and Border Protection access to the state driver's license database for purposes of vetting the applicants for the Trusted Traveler Program, but not unfettered access to the system. In April, a provision allowing that access was approved with the state budget. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I am glad that this issue has finally been resolved for all New Yorkers," end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said, and I quote, "there was never a factual basis for banning New York residents from enrolling in Global Entry. The ban's true purpose was to punish New York State for embracing diversity and inclusion. I am pleased that President Trump reversed his deeply misguided policy and urge him to refrain from further abuses of power," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 24th. The word for the morning is gross. It is not starting out hot, but it is starting out very humid. Temperature and dew point of 69. That equates to nearly 100% humidity. The heat that starts piling on today will start to separate those two numbers. Temperatures reach 87 degrees around 3 p.m., while dew points stay in the upper 60s. Factor in a light breeze, and it should be pretty tolerable, even comfortable in some places. Overnight, it's gross again. Dew points and temperatures reach the mid-60s around dawn. Temperatures spike up to about 90 degrees tomorrow around 3 p.m. Sunday will be the same. Sticky mornings with a hot afternoon. Rain returns on Monday. Grass pollen is creeping back up into medium levels and due to get a little worse on Sunday. The next high tides will be at 5:56 a.m. and at 6:50 p.m. The next low tides will be at 12:58 p.m. and tomorrow at 1:08 a.m. Looking way up, we see the interplanetary magnetic field around Earth is tipping south, opening a crack in the Earth's magnetic field, just in time for a slow-moving CME, which is expected to arrive later today. Some magnetic disturbances are expected. One near-Earth object is also expected today. At 174 meters wide, it is big enough to destroy Portugal. Solar wind speed is currently 369 kilometers per second at 7.9 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 11, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
You were just listening to original Clubhouse theme song, Man in Our Tracks, music program by DJ WIC. And welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. This is Ty.
DJ WIC.
Hey, hey. You got DJ Kansu. Mm.
And all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Association of Columbia Green. And in this segment, we wanted to kick off talking about Black Lives Matter and specifically talking about black trans lives within both the black and the LGBT community. So first I wanted to talk about a topic that is very dear to me, about a black trans woman who was assaulted basically by a band of black men. Like, there were like, I believe there were around 15 like black men that assaulted her. And basically it was, there was a video going around of the group of black men throwing, her name is Ayanna Dior, by the way. So they were throwing Ayanna into a literal dumpster, calling her slurs and things of that nature. So I wanted to talk about that and how within the black community, homophobia and transphobia is extremely dangerous. And it's just, for me personally, I feel as if being a racist white person and being a homophobic and transphobic black person are one and the same. Like, you're teaching yourself and your kids and people around you, you're teaching them to hate, like, people just for being themselves. And I don't see why you would do that. So I wanted to talk about mm-hmm. that first. Any thoughts, Kingston?
Yeah, I mean, the comparison of, like, racist white people to homophobic and transphobic black people rings the same, because mm-hmm. they're all looking for a reason to hate someone mm-hmm. for being different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all based in hatred. Black trans women are the most targeted in our community, mm-hmm. Hands down. Transgender people, and then the combination of black along with being trans, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, you end up with a lot of strikes against you in the society mm-hmm. in which we live. And it's sad that mm-hmm. it's black men who are beating up
right.
their black sisters. Like, the mm-hmm. lateral violence that white supremacy has done so well mm-hmm. in creating, it's working. It's
yeah,
working.
It basically promotes supremacy.
And we end up killing off our own. It's sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also talk about how black trans women were literally at the front lines. They were the front lines for the LGBTQ plus mm-hmm. movement and civil rights movement and Stonewall and all that. Marsha P. Johnson. Mm-hmm. I know you had another name that I forgot.
Sylvia Rivera.
Mm-hmm. They were all at, they were at the front lines. Like, they fought for you. Like, I don't understand how within the LGBT community you can hate people who literally fought for your rights, not only theirs but yours. So
right, there's the side of black people hating, like, trans people, and then the side of trans, of other trans or white LGBT community not holding black people well. So it's mm-hmm. like, where is there a space, where is there a space to be held in that? I know Devin, DJ WIC, you had some numbers about, like, what life expectancy can look like for black trans individuals in our community. I don't know if this is the time we want to bring that in.
Oh, yeah. So, the average life expectancy of a black female is 76.1 years, right? So, the average life expectancy for a trans black woman is 35 years. So, that's a huge difference, obviously. I believe the numbers fluctuates for the trans woman just because of the violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it obviously shouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're trans, you shouldn't be wondering how long you have to live,
mm-hmm.
how long you're going to live for because of other people's hatred. It's
mm-hmm.
ridiculous.
I want to also talk about how in the medical institution, how they mm-hmm. discriminate against trans people in general, both black and non-person of color or people of color. I believe it shouldn't be, if you're going to become a doctor or work in the medical field, there should be no judgment regardless of who the person is or how they choose to identify. That is ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, myself as a black woman, I want to specifically talk about how they treat black women in the medical industry. Because I've literally seen textbooks, I've seen screenshots of textbooks that literally differentiate how you should treat certain patients because of their race. Like, they literally have, like, a whole section on it in certain textbooks, and they still teach it in medical school, like, those textbooks. And to me, that is ridiculous. It's like saying that, oh, if this person is black, they exaggerate, like, their pain levels and this, that, and the third. Like, how are you going to tell somebody they're exaggerating their pain levels? If they're feeling a certain amount of pain, you should listen to them. You're a doctor.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. And then treat them on it.
It's about understanding, like, the roots of where the medical system kind of started to. And, like, in terms of speaking to black women who... There is so much gender violence that happens against black women, and we're talking about black trans women and black cis women, all black women, and thinking about in slave era, right? In the slave time era, when people were still enslaved and gynecology was just becoming a medical field, a scientist whose name I don't remember off the top of my head because, frankly, he experimented on numerous African-American women for over 7 years, right? Are you finding
with absolutely no, like, pain, like, pain-lessening medication. Exactly. No anesthesia or anything.
No anesthesia.
And that's where I actually want to talk about how that's where the whole, like, strong black woman term came from. That's actually very misogynistic and extremely disrespectful to say, because that term comes from that specific, like, kind of thing where people would experiment on black women and saying, oh, they don't feel pain, or, like, they can't feel pain. Like, that's where the whole thing came from. So calling a black woman or a black person in general a strong black woman or strong black man, strong black whatever, it's just... I believe people need to learn more about that, because in a way that is very disrespectful. You might not be thinking about it like that, because you're not trying to come off like that, but that whole term and that whole ideal of a black person not feeling pain or having to be stronger because they're black and you're strong and you're going through so much discrimination and oppression that you shouldn't have to feel, like, no, we do feel. We do very much feel. That's why we're fighting for this.
We feel exactly like black people feel, and in this, I know that I think what you're talking about, that this strong black woman myth idea that came out, it creates this idea that, like, all black people have to be strong constantly,
right?
And that if there is any weakness shown, that means there's something wrong, which isn't true. Like, we are humans who can feel weak, right? Like, and I think that also speaks to DJWIC. I know you did a ton of research on, like, getting those numbers together, and you weren't able to find numbers on black trans men. Life expectancy, even though, like, trans men are also victims of violence.
Very much so.
And to me, that speaks to what both of y'all have been talking about in terms of this strong ideal. It's also where do trans men get grouped? What are we thought about as? Are trans men thought of as men in the system? Exactly. Are we categorized as underneath, like, the violence and the social stigmas that happen to us as trans men? Or are we being grouped in the group of, oh, well, black women are inherently more masculine, which is a racist statement, right? And not something that I believe, right? But that idea then groups trans men in with that idea,
right?
And it's like, where is that existence for space in that?
I feel as if black trans men are not as talked about. I'm not saying there should be a eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or, like, a more than this, or more is to be important. None of that. They're both equally important. They should be proven and shown to be. But the fact that I don't ever hear of black trans men and discrimination against them and all that. Like, in my head, I'm thinking, I know a lot of black women, like, specifically, like, lesbian women, who are, like, masculine off bat. So I'm wondering if people group mm-hmm. black trans men in with them. Like, you know, mm-hmm. studs and butches. Like, I'm thinking in my head, what if they group them in like that? And that's not acceptable because they're not women. So
right.
why would you do that? Right. Like, that doesn't make any sense. They don't identify as women. They're not, like, but...
Right. Yeah, no, that's part of this. And, like, we're hoping to... I'd like to come back and have more research and maybe some more numbers to continue this conversation mm-hmm. for sure next week. And if anybody... like to do a little knock-knock to the community, right? If mm-hmm. anybody has any information, conversation about this, can always email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That's mm-hmm. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And I know we're not quite done with the segment, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to give a shout-out to DJ Shamani, who is mm-hmm. back in the sound engineering seat again this segment, and we're happy to have him back. Mm-hmm. Yep. So just a little shout out for that. And then speaking of shout outs, I don't know if this is a moment, DJ WIC, DJ Tyler, mm-hmm. you both all came up with some names.
Oh yeah, I wanted to name.
This might be a moment.
Black trans people, both men and women, who have been discriminated against or brutalized and or murdered by other people, and this isn't being talked about much. And I just wanted to bring awareness that, yes, this happens. Like, people don't realize it, but it happens. And the fact that it mm-hmm. isn't getting as much media attention as it should is the problem. Mm-hmm. So people like Ianna Dior, Tony McDade... another name, I think Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea. Sorry,
yeah.
I forgot her last name.
Rhea Diamond.
I think it was Diamond. Diamond Fells, mm-hmm. and many other black women and black trans men. It's just crazy why they're not getting attention. I don't understand, and that's why people continue to believe that the oppression isn't real because media doesn't bring light to it. They don't right. know of it. Just because you don't know of it doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah, and to add on to that, my like favorite thing to hear, obviously it's not my favorite thing, but you know what I mean, is when I talk to a person of color and I'm like, you know, that's wrong, right? Like you're discriminating against them, and they say the LGBTQ plus don't get discriminated against. What are you talking about?
Mm-mm. Like that
and
is
I'm
ridiculous.
And like, I'm like, I try to say being a racist white person and a black homophobic person the same thing. They're like, no, because gay people don't get discriminated against, or trans people or whatever. And I look at them like, I just wonder what's like how do you think like that every day?
What exactly is going on in your head? Are you tone deaf?
See, I would actually, I'm gonna take a stab at maybe thinking about that from how it could be seen from mm-hmm. maybe. Somebody who is black, we're talking about like in the black community, right? This is some of like what we're talking about. Like you go up to a black person, you're like, they don't get discriminated against. It's about looking at the different levels of privilege, right? That happen mm-hmm. because if you're looking at white presentations of like queer as folk and the L word that you barely see a black person on, they look like they might be doing okay, right? Yeah. Like, you have to look at the deeper levels of discrimination in terms of like the day-to-day microaggressions in terms mm-hmm. of like the medical system, yeah. right? But like if you look at a cis white gay person, sometimes depending on their situation, like could look like they're fine mm-hmm. in comparison, right? Which is why oppression Olympics isn't useful,
right? Like, trying to compare oppression to other oppression isn't useful. Yeah, because oppression comes in different forms, regardless.
Right. And it's about, like, being able to acknowledge that, like, we're all individual people with experiences. And, like, let's pay attention to, like, how those are impacting others, maybe more than they might be impacting our own selves, right? Mm-hmm. Like, recognizing that trans people are murdered regularly. There's Human Rights Campaign in 2020 has seen 22 transgender nonconforming people fatally shot or killed by other violent means.
Yeah.
22 already, and it's July.
It's ridiculous, honestly. But now we have to actually move on. We're running out of time, so Like, I would love to talk about it more, but we're running out of time.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
All right. Well, do we have time for a little bit of a song break before we do the news?
Oh yeah. Just real quick, since we're on the topic of LGBTQ, on Saturday, August 1st, Catskill is celebrating their first annual Hope for Humanity Rainbow Pride Parade, H4HIP. They'll have floats, marchers, bands, drums, vendors, entertainment, and live music, and all. So I'll be attending that, and so will Clubhouse.
So will I.
So just putting that out there.
Awesome. Yo, thank y'all for a great conversation.
Yeah, no problem. We'll continue with this segment next week.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'd love to hear about, like, what happens at that event.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. See ya. All
right.
Bye, y'all. Thanks.
Stand looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Unhappy faces behind a painted smile, heartache and loneliness, dressed up in modern style. Unhappy people living in sin and shame. Reflections of myself. Life is no easy game. And we're caught in the trade wind. The trade winds of our time. Stand looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Young girls will soon become street walkers in the night, young boys the restless breed, looking for a fight. Children, both rich and poor, they're searching for the truth. And if they don't find it, God help tomorrow's youth. We're caught in the trade winds, the trade winds of our.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ann Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Copec town officials are once again responding to the activities of property owner Salvador Cachina. The Copec Planning Board is currently considering Cachino's master plan for the build-out of his 300-acre property along Route 22 and Lackawanna Road. But in the interim, Cachino began a major excavation project, leveling several acres and moving tons of dirt just north of the proposed farm stand. Planning Board Chairman Bob Haight said on July 16th the excavation of just a small knob would not have been an issue. Haight said he had been advised, and I quote, New York State Code does not have a building permit for excavation, end quote. So the building inspector did not issue a permit and therefore could not issue a stop work order. Town attorney Ken Dow did not agree, citing sections of the town code that holds excavation of various purposes require a building permit, special use permit, or a mining permit. Haight said more than a couple of acres were affected. He said, and I quote, it looks like a shopping center is going in there. You can't miss it, end quote. Haight said the matter was called to his attention by the town supervisor and that the town board wants the work stopped. He said, and I quote, we can't wait around, end quote. Dow agreed, saying the building inspector cannot allow the work to go on. He said the issue is not the permit, it's the scale of the excavation taking place. It is, and I quote, flat out not allowed, end quote. A stop work order was issued July 22nd. Casino 80 of Westchester County spent the last 22 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at a place he calls Copec Valley Farm, located along the east side of Route 22. The Copec Planning Board next meets on August 6th, and you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Jeff Hunter is reporting for News10.com. A drive-up food pantry in Albany gave away enough food to serve hundreds of people on Thursday, July 24th. Cars started to line up early for the drive-up food pantry that Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany, the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York, New York State Industries for the Disabled, Albany Housing Authority, Whitney Young Health, and Centro Civico hosted at 230 Green Street. A total of 26 pallets of food were divided up by volunteers into donation boxes and then loaded into cars or distributed to walk-up clients. The total amount handed out was enough to serve 700 people for about a week. Sister Betsy Von Dusen from Catholic Charities said the total amount handed out was enough to serve 700 people for about a week. The drive this week was the third time Catholic Charities made food available at the Green Street location. Another drive-up food pantry will be held in August. And you can read the full story at news10.com. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. New York Interim State Education Commissioner Shannon Tahoe has announced she will leave the State Education Department on August 13th. State Board of Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa and Vice Chancellor T. Andrew Brown thanked Tahoe and praised her for steering the department through the COVID-19 crisis. Rosa and Brown said, and I quote, Ms. Tahoe capably led the department through one of the most challenging times and proved herself as a dedicated and personable leader. We wish her well in her next chapter, end quote. Tahoe served for 14 years with the State Education Department, assisting the Board of Regents and the department as legal counsel on critical policy matters and initiatives. Tahoe assumed the role of interim commissioner in late 2019 after the previous interim commissioner, Beth Berlin, accepted a role at SUNY Empire State College. Education officials said the Board of Regents is conducting a search to find a permanent commissioner and expects to appoint an acting commissioner before Tahoe leaves next month. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
With a Glock, I said, don't leave walk on my block, cause I'm shooting shit. bad bitch feel bad, picky, ayy. I did big time, huh? Cause I do that shit. I had 30K inside my Jeep, but I ran through that bitch. Bitch, I'm too legit. Bitch, I'm in that P100D Tesla, go ludicrous. Don't even walk on my block, cause I'm shooting six. On my ops with a Glock, that's your Ruger clip. Don't even walk on my block, cause I'm shooting shit. On my ops, on my Glock, that's your Ruger clip. Don't even walk on my block, cause I'm shooting shit. On my ops with a Glock, that's your Ruger clip. Don't even walk on my block, cause I'm shooting shit. On my ops with a Glock, that's your Ruger clip. Hey, with a Ruger clip, slide down on the ops, take home the corpse, hit me for Uber, bitch. Ain't no Capri, Larry Hoover, bitch. Bitch, I'm from the east side of the mill, rakes up on me. You know this, I'm true to this. I had 20 bands, no exaggeration, but I blew that shit. Yeah, super dope, I never moved the brick. I had slimy, no shuck up the falls, I'm super cool. Only walk, yeah.
From the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, YWGX, broadcasting Accra, Catskill, Hudson. I'm Rosie Rosato, and you were just listening to Killstreak by DC the Don.
Yes, and before we kick off our Rap Radar segment, we will have a special word from our person.
Over 2 million Uyghur Muslims are detained without trial right now in China. The Chinese government claims that these camps are for rehabilitating the poor and for training and education. But official documents seen by the BBC, Panorama, and leaked to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists show inmates locked in cells and punished under horrendous conditions. A nine-page memo sent out in 2017, leaked by the ICIJ, written by Zhu Halen, Deputy Secretary Xin, Deputy Secretary of Xinjiang's Communist Party, and the region's top security official, states clear orders to never allow escapes, increase discipline and punishment of behavioral violations, make Mandarin studies top priority, and encourage students to truly transform. Full video surveillance coverage of dormitories and classrooms are free of blind spots. Please keep in mind that Mandarin is not their language of choice, and that their Uyghur religion is banned in China as a whole. Muslims caught practicing it will face severe consequences and potentially more than half of their lives trapped in these camps, if not their whole lives. Nobody deserves to be detained for their beliefs. To find out how to stand up for the Uyghur Muslims and for their human rights, please visit saveuyghur.org. That is SAVUIGHUR.ORG.
Well, thank you, Roman, for that special message. And it's very important that you guys have heard that today. And so now we can get on to our scheduled programming of Rap Radar segments. I am your host, DJ Popcorn.
DJ Walter White in the building. A little late, but I'm here.
It's your girl, Up Next Projects.
And? Hello? Is Kingston here? Are you here? Kingston, are you? Hello?
A little technical difficulty,
but we can keep going. So, I'm DJ Popcorn. Obviously, we got Next Projects and
DJ Walter White in the building.
So, we're here to bring you, you know, some Rap Radar, what's been on our minds over the AC, you know, BC, Coronas. So we're here to bring you guys some new music with you and give you guys something to listen to over quarantine and just give y'all a nice segment. So.
Oh, and ACBC,
that's our new slang.
BC is before COVID, AC is after COVID.
So, you know, with some new timing. So, there we go. Yeah,
during
DC.
During COVID.
So, right now we're in the DC era, obviously. We're here to bring you guys some new music, DC. So, we've got the first song here. You know, we obviously just played DC the Don Killstreak. That's one of the songs that I played. He's on my rap radar. He hasn't dropped in like a month. Where you at? So, the next song that we have here is from Next Project. You want to break down this song? What's your first song?
Which one?
Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. All right. Mood Swings. Mood Swings by Pop Smoke.
First of all, let's state who's on the rap radar.
Yes.
First,
yes.
All the artists that we have on rap radar. Let's just state them real quick. Go ahead.
Alright, so today we got Pop Smoke, Sim X Santana, King Von, and A Boogie.
Mm. Okay. Nice selection.
So we got a nice.
So who we going with first?
So next we got that Pop Smoke, obviously Mood Swings featuring Lil TJ, he's on here too. So we got y'all with some nice music, and we're gonna let y'all listen to Mood Swings by Pop Smoke and Lil TJ.
Let's get it.
And we'll be back. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Oh, you ain't know I can sing. Shorty, a little baddie. Shorty, my little boo thing. And Shorty got the fatty. Shorty be catching mood swings. Every time I fuck with her, on the covers, and I kept it on the cover, cause I don't kiss and tell. Every time I fuck, she call me daddy. My little mama nasty. I see the through the panties. She tastes like candy. She a queen like the Fatini. All my little mama sitting pretty, and we be shopping through the city. I gave the keys to the Bentley. Get off your knees, you don't gotta cry to me. I'm your best friend, baby, you don't gotta lie. I get you everything that you want and you need. From Chanel to Celine, it's on you to decide. Valentino, yeah, I put you in the best. Start lifting up your dress, start kissing on your neck. Start rubbing on your butt, start massaging your b-. I ain't wanna give you a baby just yet. So I backed out and on your b-. I put you in an Uber and sent you to your bed. The very next day, you sent me a text. You pulled up to the crib and we did it again. Shorty, a little body. Shorty, my little boo thing. And Shorty got the fatty. Shorty be catching mood swings. Every time I fuck with her rubber, I looked on the covers. And I kept it undercover. Cause I don't kiss and tell.
You know I never found love until I looked into your eyes. First time blushing, I ain't even gon' lie. 4 rounds in, even bruises on your thighs. You the only f*** can make me spin off on the guys. And the only f*** that make me wanna n- when I'm inside. It's your vibe, baby, me, you getting high. Honey, f*** with you even if they try. You're a tsunami, I ain't never f*** they try. Close my eyes while I sleep, hope you'll be there when I wake. Honestly, I feel a vibe, we had a dream. If there's something in your mind, you could tell me. And if I told you what's on mine, would you have me? You won't see the bigger picture, it's just gonna take time. Just because you're mine, I'ma keep you looking like a dime. Ain't no imperfections, girl, you fine. Baby, what's your sign? Hope you win against the slow grind.
Word, it's me and you.
Me and you. Keep it silent, ain't nothing we can do. Through the storm, baby, we can make it through. Why you acting brand new? You know you my little. Got up on my Birkin, it's working. She said she a virgin.
It's hurting.
She my biggest fan, she always lurking. She know I'm a man, I'ma put that work in. I know she can't stand me, I'm fancy. So I'ma bring her out when I get my Grammy. Late night, she can't find panties. Couldn't hold it in, now she need a plan B. Shorty a little baddie. She my little boo thing.
And Shorty got the fatty. Shorty be catching mood swings.
Every time I f*** without a rubber, I n***
it on her covers.
And I kept it undercover, cause I don't kiss and tell.
Yo, we're back. It's DJ Popcorn.
DJ Walter Wizite.
Next Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, my foot.
All right. So, we're back. What y'all think of that?
You know, drop a couple tears. R.I.P. Pop Smoke. You know it hits differently when he finishes at the end. And it's just like, you know, that's
when you really, when you really get to hearing him. You know, when you really just
that's not what he sounds like.
You really get to hear it. Yeah, you know, but it you know, makes people emotional when you get to hear someone after they die. It's different. It really is. It does hit different.
That it gets sad because it's a good song. And, you know,
it is. Because you would think of the hype when he was here, and then
And then TJ, you know, that's one of his first songs. Like he puts in one of his like a couple lyrics from his one of his first songs that blew up. So it definitely does hit differently. Like.
Yeah. Definitely when you hear like the pain in his voice, you can definitely hear you hear all the pain.
I thought it was a good song overall.
It really was. It really was.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Definitely. So we got this next song. You want to tell us about this next song?
This right here though. Alright, so I'm gonna tell you about this song right here.
Cool. Tell us.
Friend Amira, she's like a sister to me, but me and my friend Amira, bro, we get hyped to this song all the time, like. Nah, like, you don't understand the hype until you listen to the song, because it's just, like, it's chill, but you also get lips, you're like, like.
We got Mr. Storyteller King Von.
Yes.
I don't know the other guy.
Sim X Antenna? You don't know him? He's, like, he's the guy from Flexin' It Flash.
Oh, I know him. Oh.
Yeah, you know him.
I know. Let's go. All right, Sim X Antenna and Mr. Storyteller King Von. Let's go.
Gang, 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 gang. Do what you do, swag how you swag, move how you move. We ain't on shit if you ain't on shit, but if you want shit, don't shit. Stick and I move, slide, bro, put that at the rewind, hit him up. Then we put that on the back and drive. Bro, service license, no pause, cause I'm not your slate, no your slime. Young Savage, I'm reppin' the nine. You cannot step with the guys. Try to step Leo away in the sky. I like to flex when I'm fried. Try to flex and you won't get robbed. Keep a strap, I ain't ready to die. Never like I'm gonna let that fly. And he talk like that man gonna ride. And I know for a fact that he not. And I know for a fact that he lied. Just know for a fact I'm gonna slide. Gang, red dot. I hit that whole head in a headlock. Make the bedrock. Iron big dog, but no sandlot. Bro, shoot when I give him the head nod. Put that little boy to rest like it's bedtime. Hit his foot, let's play ball. Red socks. Set a home, small heart to kick big rocks. Toast it. High off the gas, I'm still focused. Skate off, need a big guns, I be toting. Try to run up, just know I'ma throw it. Put my hair with her mouth and she blow it. Like a candle, I swear she be shooting. Gang high off the peg and we roast it. He want smoke, I told Gotti to ghost him. Gang, cooking. She say I'm good looking. And it cost like 10 racks for the booking. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. Gang. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. Stick and I move, slide, bro, put that bitch and rewind, hit him up. Then we put that bitch up and get dry. Bro, service license, no pause. Cause I'm not your slate, no your slime. Young Savage, I'm reppin' the nine. You cannot step with the guys. Try to step Leo in the sky. I like to flex when I'm fried. Try to flex and you still get robbed. Keep a strap, I ain't ready to die. Never lag, I'm on the long fly. And he talk like that man gonna ride. And I know for a fact that he not. And I know for a fact that he lied. Just know for a fact I'ma slide. Gang.
All my bodies be headshot. Dropping names to the twist, got the fans hot. You acting tough on the tweet, see these red dots. My hollows be twisting up dreadlocks. Call that boy right by that bus, this is last stop. Play gangsta, but come in the court, now I'm fed up. Doom, pick your mans up. But I'm not your gang or your homie. Nah, I did too much, I keep it on. Catch me in the ward, I still be with Tony. He was fed, he got hit and now the boom. Damn. I don't get stuck in no jams. Nah, I'm a savage, I am what I am. Kill some numbers, I do it again. Just be happy that you was not them.
Stick and I move, slide. Bro, put that little bitch and rewind, hit him up. Then we put that
the bed to get dry. Grocery slices, no pause. Cause I'm not your slate, nor your slime. Young Savage, I'm rapping the nine. You cannot step with the gods. Try to step Leah boy in the sky. I like to flex when I'm fried. Try to flex in your foot, I can get robbed. Keep a strap, I ain't ready to die. Never lack, I'm gonna let Ella fly. And he talk like that man gonna rock. And I know for a fact that he not. And I know for a fact that he lied. Just know for a fact I'ma slide. Gang,
So that well, you know, that was For a Fact by Sim X Santana featuring King Von. You know what I'm saying? I had my doubts about this song, but I was proved wrong. So.
Oh, stop playing. You know that was lit. We was in, yeah, you know, we, y'all couldn't see us all, get lit, yeah, but we was getting lit.
We were all turned. We was all turned. Lit. You know what I'm saying? This song definitely deserves some praise, you know. So I would tell y'all this is a 10 out of 10 recommended song. I would go listen to this if y'all have some free time. Or if y'all just doing something random, you know, y'all just want to turn up to something quick, just put this on. So.
I don't know. It might have to grow on me a little bit more.
Really?
Really?
Nah, yeah. Okay. It does. At first, you're like, and it's not used to, you know, you're probably used to listening to, like, people from New York, because it's, like, the same thing,
See,
though.
The thing is, with this song,
it was a little
me,
boring in the beginning. Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm just used to listening to Sim X Santana, where he's got, like, the 808s hitting hard in the background. That's why it's taking me a second to, like, adjust to it. But, like, this is something I
It wasn't a bad song, but
no,
it just,
not at all.
It just was like, you know.
Like, if this was at, like at a party and I didn't know who it was.
Didn't catch me
and
right
I'm just
away.
Like, and I'm just
know,
already lit.
Bro.
I'm just going to go off the energy.
But shout
just,
out to King Von. I like his music.
Yeah.
Though, but this just was one that just didn't grab me right away, but wasn't a bad song at the
nah,
same time.
Nah, for real. He definitely did his thing on this.
Yeah, like I said, in the beginning, it goes, it's a little soft, but, you know, you kind of,
yeah,
with
like
King Von part, come on, what?
This is what Rap Radar's about. That's why we
you
here.
You know what I'm saying? We all
talking
here.
Talking about it, we elaborating on these songs, and we
That's
telling
a fact.
Us how we feel.
That's
Everybody ain't going to always have the same opinion. We ain't going to all, you know, we all have our own vibes and opinions.
That's a fact. But, you know, listen, y'all see a time, y'all see the watch, you see the clock, you see your phone. It's time to close out, but we've got our final song. See, we've got DTB for Life by the boy A Boogie.
Okay, A Boogie, shout out to the Bronx. High Bridge. Shout
out
to High Bridge.
You know,
because you know the vibe.
High Bridge. But
you know the vibe.
Before we close out,
you know the vibes.
If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for Radio Workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. Next, we're going to finish up some shout-outs before we close out with the A Boogie. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Big thank you to the Juice Branch and Relish Delights. Thank you to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Shout-out to everybody who was on today. Shout-out DJ Shaw Money, sound engineer earlier.
Shout-out to Black Lives Matter.
Shout-out BLM.
Shout-out to the whole radio clubhouse
yeah,
radio.
Shout-out. Shout out Roman.
Shout out Roman for her segment.
Yes. Shout out all LGBTQ people out there. You know what I'm saying? We with y'all. We're here for y'all. So.
On phone them.
Yes. So, all next right. projects.
Can I do it?
What?
Go before, ahead. You know.
Yeah.
Let's get straight into it.
Yeah, thinking about you, I kill shields, man. It ain't been the same since they killed my. Bros keep doing time, make it real, my. Just hope you hold it down, just don't squeal, my. Yeah, I'm DTV for life, no, I can't trust, my. I can't even trust my girl, cause I'm a dog, yeah. And if you say you trust me, girl, you lie. Cause I can't even trust myself, I don't know why you waste time in your feelings, yeah. I'm DTV forever on God. I don't trust, cause I don't even trust my girl, I've been trying to fuck her friends and moving wacky lie. I don't even wanna talk to nobody. I got a feeling the feds listening. She told me I'm not myself no more. And I swear I know exactly who I am. Girl, just love me for the differences. She told me she don't want me around. How could you feel that way, baby? Especially after all this time with you. Now it's DTB for life. No, I can't trust mine. Don't you trust me neither. I'm a dog. Yeah, if you getting money, that's what's up, my.
strong snack.